4 sleeps until reading week. Things happening around Humber. Are you concerned about recent changes to study permits and post-graduation work permits for international students? Humber is holding another virtual workshop today at 10 a.m. to explain the changes to current and future international students. If you're trying to start professional networking but have a disability or mental health challenge, Humber's Advising and Career Services will host a webinar to help you develop skills and confidence in showcasing your values and employability to potential employers. Learn more about the webinar here. Does the thought of another group project stress you out? Join today's Learning Skills Workshop today through Microsoft Teams at 11 a.m. Find the link to the meeting here to enhance your collaboration skills for a more comfortable experience. New on Humber ETC. Some Humber Health students are participating in an exciting research project that will use voice recognition to help pre-screen people for diabetes. World Mental Health took place last week. It is a time to recognize issues that we can't see. Read this article to learn more from Humber Polytechnic graduate Dennis Lim about why it's important to continue being aware of people's mental health. On Friday, Premier Doug Ford opened the newly renovated Skilled Trade Center, which took 3 years and about $9 million to make. While at Humber, he also spoke about his government's plans for Ontario's future power supply. Read more about the announcement and his visit. You can also read that story in our latest issue of our Humber Etc. newspaper. Humber Athletics. Today, the men's golf team will participate in the St. Clair Invitational at the Ambassador Golf Club in Windsor, Ontario.